Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Fact, Fiction, or Bullshit. Or for all my new listeners out there, the FFB podcast for sure. Hi, my name is PJ, and every episode will delve into the unknown to look at the history, the facts, the theories, and the conspiracies, then ultimately decide fact, fiction, or bullshit. As per usual, I'll be putting a warning out on this one. There is lots of death in this episode, so it might not be for everyone. But like I normally say, I have plenty more episodes for you to choose from. What is it with me and old abandoned haunted houses? Am I weird for wanting to go in and explore? Are there any other people out there like me? My girlfriend thinks I'm crazy. Every time we go out for a walk somewhere, if I see an abandoned old building, the first thing I say is I'd love to go in there and explore that. She gives me the look of, you would not see me anywhere near that place. But it's very weird not only to find a supposed old haunted abandoned house, but also to find it in the middle of nowhere, and for me it just makes it even more scary. I do have a question for you ladies, gents and people. Would you ever explore an abandoned building? I know it's probably a 50-50 split, half yes, half no. But for those that said yes, would you still explore it if you found out about the various rumours going around about the house being haunted? When you find out what supposedly happened within the house, what then? Change your mind? This for me is why I decided to do this podcast. If you don't know already, today I'll be speaking about the infamous Mudhouse Mansion, where I'll be asking the questions, what really went on there? Could this house really be as haunted as the people say? So join me as I take a foot over that threshold and enter into the Mudhouse Mansion. The Mudhouse Mansion is located on a little hill in Lancaster, Ohio. It was built around the 1800s, and originally it was built as a tavern. However, due to location, the business venture never took off. It was then bought by a government official who lived there after the Civil War, and this is when the legend of the Mudhouse Mansion really took off. Now, before I get into why people say this place is haunted, why is it called the Mudhouse Mansion? That was a question I asked straight away, and for some reason I thought it was because it was built out of mud. Yes, ladies, gents and people, I know I'm a strange one, but it's called that because of the name of the road it's situated on. It's located at 4730 Mudhouse Road. Why is this place so haunted then? What has really happened to warrant the title of the most haunted house in Ohio? Let's go back to the beginning. As I said, the mansion was bought by a government official just after the Civil War. But what's wrong with that, you might ask? The thing was that he had slaves. However, in the state of Ohio, owning slaves was against the law. What was also wrong was the way he treated them, and I can promise you this, ladies, gents and people, it was horrific. During the day he had them slaving away, and of a night time he had them locked away in secret rooms and chambers built into the mansion. God, that sounds something out of a horror film. So in plain sight, it looked like he had no slaves at all. The thing was that these slaves knew that freedom was only meters away, and they'd had enough. One of the slaves was industrious, and he began building a secret tunnel out beyond the wall. This took him several days, but eventually he did it. Upon escaping, he returned to the mansion and released all the other slaves. The thing was, he did not stop there. He climbed the stairs without making a sound, and he found all the family in their beds. He then proceeded to enter all their rooms and slit their throats, killing them. He then left the mansion, never to be seen again. Police later found the family all dead in their beds. However, because they never knew about the owner having slaves, they had no suspects at all. All they could find were the secret chambers and tunnels within the mansion. It was then that they quickly abandoned the investigation due to lack of evidence. The family were then buried as quick as possible, but that's when the rumours of the house being haunted came to light. But don't think that was the end of all the death within the walls of the Mudhouse Mansion. It only got more weirder. After being left abandoned for a few years, another family moved into the mansion, but they did not last as long, if you get my drift. In 1892, another family moved into the supposed haunted mansion. They proceeded to move in despite the rumour mill surrounding the place. People and neighbours have reported to have heard strange groans and shrieks coming from inside the empty mansion. They believed it was haunted by the ghosts of the slave owner and his family. Nobody dared enter this menacing looking building, let alone go anywhere near it for that matter. Yet still, this family not only bought, but moved into the mansion. Neighbours saw them move into this house, lock, stock and barrel. They saw them load everything from furniture to personal belongings into the mansion. But then the next few days, they see not one member of this family. But that's not unusual, right though? Maybe they wanted to keep themselves to themselves. But days turned to weeks, and weeks turned into months, but still nothing. Well, that is until a neighbour walked past the house, and she noticed a figure of a woman. dressed all in white, standing at the second floor window. The figure was not doing anything, just standing there staring at her. Still not unusual though, right ladies, gents and people? But the thing was, when the neighbour passed the mansion the following day, the same sight beheld her again. This then happened another 8 days in a row, and now the neighbour was concerned and she called the police. When policemen broke into the mansion and climbed the stairs to the second floor, they were greeted by a terrible sight. All five family members were hanging lifeless from the ceiling beams, and they were all dressed in white nightgowns. It appeared that they had all taken their own lives. The figure the neighbour had seen was the mother of the family, and she hadn't been standing at the window. She'd been hanging there, and hanging there for the whole 10 days. You can really see why now this place had the reputation it had. And to be honest, I don't think I'd want to go anywhere near this place. So before I get into my conclusion, there's one more thing that I found out when doing my research into this truly terrifying mansion. It's been said that this house also had another murder to have happened between its walls. And that was of Mary and her family. Who is Mary, you might ask? Well, I knew her as something else, and I'm pretty sure all of you have heard of her as well. I found out about her when I was in my last year of primary school, as it was an urban legend that terrified everyone. You will all know her like me, as Bloody Mary. And yes, that one, ladies, gents and people. And for all you that don't know, it goes like this. It's been said that if you go to the mirror at midnight and you turn all the lights out and stand there, and then say Bloody Mary 3 times, that she will appear in front of you in the mirror dripping blood. However, if you say Bloody Hell Mary 3 times, she will appear behind you, and that will be the last thing you ever see as she drags you into the afterlife kicking and screaming. Most of the stories I've heard about Bloody Mary differ from person to person, but the outcome is always the same. She always drags you to your impending doom. I don't know why, but why did we do this as kids? I can remember standing in front of my bathroom mirror and saying this when I was younger, but nothing happened, ever. So why was I always too scared to say Bloody Hail Mary? It's because I was scared of what would happen, and I ain't afraid to say it. The thing is, after looking into the Mudhouse Mansion, I can now see why such a legend come to force. Now onto my conclusion. Is this place, mansion, really as haunted as they say? Did these things really take place? Is this place as scary as haunted as they say? For me, it's all bullshit. This is all local legend and hearsay. I just think it's a rundown old mansion that, like any old rundown building, that when you look at it, your imagination just runs wild. And with this old mansion, it did with everyone. I just want to add something though. Even though I know it's all bullshit, something just keeps pulling at me. This mansion has been there since the 1800s and it's been owned by a lot of families. And this now brings me on to the current owners. The mansion was bought in 1919 by Jean Mast, and it was eventually passed down to her son David. The thing for me is that they never actually lived in the mansion. What were they scared of? Why would you buy it and never actually live in it? Why keep it in the family for so long? Buying a house for some people is the largest single purchase they will ever make in their life. You would have thought that they might have lived in it for a few days at least. Sadly, there are questions that I can offer no answers for. For in 2015 he had the house demolished, saying that he was fed up with all the people trespassing, making YouTube videos and speculating about the mansion. Now for most people that would be the end of it, but not for me. I think this family have some idea of what happened within the walls of the Mudhouse Mansion. I think they know the true story. But like the Mudhouse Mansion, I think this story will go down in history with them, just like the house went down when it was demolished. Wow, what a podcast. Just seeing this old mansion really makes me understand why I like looking at these old buildings. The structure, the layout, the location. This for me would be a dream of an urban exploration, but I know RB would be having none of it. Just want to say thank you for the support, it means a lot. If you could give me a follow on Spotify, that would be amazing. And remember, if you like the podcast, share the podcast. So look after yourselves and each other, and until next time.